hate sells. Hate sells. And that MSNBC is trafficking in hate, and we all know it.
Oh. Bill O'Reilly tonight, as every night, with his spin this time on the IMUS controversy. It's the so-called Fair and Balanced Network's modus operandi. Fox News management and anchors figure out some liberal conspiracy involving MSNBC. Today, it's about the reaction to Don Imus' reprehensible comments.
If this had happened on a more conservative radio show or a commentator like Sean Hannity or Bill O'Reilly had something like this, the media, everyone would be skewering.
Those same people that will go back on this show tomorrow.
No forgiveness. They would be banned. But because he leans left and is not quite in that category, they were predicting that there will be a much more forgiveness for him, much more readily.
I would venture that you're right about that.
Oh, come on. As if he hasn't been skewered. I don't get it. Here now to talk about this, Paul Waldman, senior fellow for Media Matters, and John Fund, writer for OpinionJournal.com. And back with us is John Ridley, a screenwriter and frequent contributor to National Public Radio. John Fund, so this is all part of the MSNBC liberal conspiracy, right?
That's a simplistic view. I'm not here to be some part of a food fight between MSNBC and Fox. I will say the more interesting cultural phenomenon here is the extent to which Don Imus is going to get away with a two-week suspension, largely because he has a lot of insider friends in the media. I mean, you had Howard Feynman today on Don Imus' show say, we're all part of the same gang. We had Tom Oliphant of the Boston Globe saying, solidarity, pal, forever. I mean, the bottom line is Don Imus sells a lot of books for a lot of his guests, and they give him a pass because they know him. Therefore, they give him the benefit of the doubt when it comes to whether or not he's a good
person. So you
don't
consider it a severe penalty to get a two-week suspension from both CBS Radio and MSNBC?
Well, it happened almost a week after the incident
regardless,
occurred.
Look, but the point is that's
the punishment. Given the horrific comment, I think it's appropriate. But I will tell you, there are many people, Al Campanis and I think Jimmy the Greek will come to mind, who have said things that were less horrific and they were fired.
Yeah.